Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Hey, Liana.
Hey, is her hey, the animal? Hay is a traditional food prepared by the animal horses to consume
for chef's an everyday table meal. Horses.
It's they incorporated it in so much of their cuisine. And today,
it's we're a common be some, staple in the diet of many horses.
And today, we're going to be enjoying some hay with some horses. So I'm Kat.
I'm Kat. And this is Seek Treatment. And if this is your first time listening to the show, if you're at all confused, that's on you.
And then first of all, though, it's on you. And second of all, though, like, welcome.
Oh, right. Of course, welcome. And of course, hey.
But first of all, it's on you. And then secondly, first of all,
I can't imagine is your fault. Someone beginning to listen to this.
And it's so interesting. Like, sometimes I'll meet someone. Oh, my God, I'm at the nicest. I just came from picketing on my way to my Uber, because yes, I am famous for not having a car.
We gotta get you a seat.
I'm getting a Jeep if I move here.
My dreams to have a white Jeep.
Really? Do you know that when I was a gay high schooler, closeted vibes, I wanted a yellow Jeep Wrangler, but I knew I could never have that
because even
if I could afford it, it would be like so gay.
You know, my dad had an orange Jeep Wrangler growing up.
Now,
Your dad's gay. He got that on a trip with his male friends.
And I met this young woman in like a writer's guild shirt, and immediately revealed herself by talking to be very much Australian.
Wow.
And she was like, can I take a picture? I'm not gonna be able to do that Australian accent, but like,
it's okay.
But she is like, I love her to death, will die for her. And she took a picture because her friend loves the podcast back in Australia, which maybe we should have moved to because like
they actually do like us there.
But do you know what? It's so interesting because like the only people that care about me are in Australia, and yet everyone I know who's a comedian always in Australia doing shows. I'm never invited. So I'm kind of like, the Australian bookers need to talk. They need to talk to their constituents about who they actually want and fly us the fuck over.
Well, you know what? I was supposed to go in 2020 and we need to go to the Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's what everyone does. And I know you didn't have an amazing time abroad, but I think if you were to do the Edinburgh Festival, they often invite people from that.
Yeah, well, I want to do the Edinburgh Festival.
I know.
It would be amazing.
It's cool that you're picketing. I kind of wish I was like in the WGA and like part of the community.
You can come even if you don't. Like,
okay.
I was picketing with Homes, famously SAG, but famously standing by her sister
in
union.
In Solidaire.
And
it is exciting. It's very cool.
Well, it just does feel good because it is like...
It is outrageous what's happening. The industry is disgusting.
Yeah, it's like all day, all you think about is how like shitty these companies treat the people that literally make the millions of dollars. And then to actually like make their lives annoying actually feels so good and so fuck.
Yeah, or it's like, why is the person who has never had an idea in their life making 1,700 times more money than I make a year?
Well, I think about like who these people were probably in high school, and I give them comps to people in my high school. I'm like, imagine that person getting rich off of me being funny. That's so crazy.
How do you think you become an executive?
I don't know. You have to actually sign the devil's book, I think. You have to write, to become a television executive, you have to write your name in the devil's book in blood.
You know, I had to sign a kooky, crazy little book when I joined my, say it with me, eating club in college.
Oh.
There's like this ceremony and you sign a book.
Oh, that's very like The Crucible. It's very like she wrote a name in the devil's book.
And then you, and then they pass you, and then you're in your underwear and they pass you down the stairs.
Oh, are you serious? That doesn't sound consensual at all.
It was consensual in that I said okay.
I don't care how much you consented. If you're being passed out the stairs in your underwear, it's non-consensual by nature.
I forgot. You know, I'm going, you know, it's all, well, first of all, I want to be open about something. I'm laying in bed because my stomach feels bad / weird. And so if I'm coming off as someone who's laying down, it's because I am. Now, I'm more tired than the moon. I'm so asleep.
Oh, really?
The moon has nothing on me.
I'm going to try to do my
long actually, I guess the tired one is the sun, because the moon's always up, but not. Wait, so what's up?
Nothing is up. I love this new gym I've been going to.
What's it called? Because you're really confusing me.
Really? How so?
It's confusing to me that when you go to the gym, you're instantly like in a class with everyone and you're doing a specific body part.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
What time of day is it at?
That's how Barry's is. Like Barry's is like...
I've been to Barry's time on the Upper West Side. And it was just like, every time I try and go to an exercise class, I feel like for some reason, it's like, it couldn't be more inconvenient for me to get there. And so I'm always like... so angry the whole way, and then when I get back I'm like, well, there goes 4 hours of my day.
Well, what I love about it is like, no matter what, you're gonna be traveling to a gym, and number two, what I love about it is like, it's very like, when I'm by myself at the gym, you know, I suffer from some symptoms of OCD, I think. So if I'm going to the gym, if I'm designing my own program, it's very much like, well, then I should do this, then I should do this, then I should do this, and then it never ends. But if I know,
but
if
a
I
class can go, that'll end,
it's ending, it's gonna end, because people have to get on other days,
it's gonna be end.
But like, it's like Mondays your legs, Tuesday, and like, there's like classes at like 6 a, 7 a, 8, 10 noon.
You just reminded me of a song we used to at Christian summer camp. Ready? On Monday, I was all alone. On Tuesday, I had my sins atone. On Wednesday, I cried and cried. On Thursday, Lord, I thought I would die. On Friday, I read my Bible today. On Saturday, well, I started to pray. On Sunday, well, the heavens did part. I got the love of God in my heart. And now I've got a reason for living again. Whoa, got a reason for laughing again. Whoa, got a reason for loving again. I got the love of God in my heart.
Now, you just reminded me of a song that was like this.
On a Monday, I was waiting. And by Tuesday, I was fading. And by Wednesday, I can't breathe. And the phone rings, I hear you. In the darkness, it's a clear view. You'll be coming back to me. Fall with you, I fall so fast. I can hardly catch my breath. I hope it lasts.
Can I do... feels you like I can finally rest.
And the other amazing song in the album that doesn't get as much love in these days, like when now, if we're gonna do like nostalgia, Ashley Sims, people will always go Pieces of Me. But then there's also like, you make me wanna la la on the kitchen on the floor like a French maid.
Drink the milk up. I want more. I'm like an alley cat. There's cum in my pussy. You know, Chelsea and I sang that every single day. On set at work, really? At my job, every single day you make me wanna la la. But can I do it? I want to do an impression of someone. Here's an impression of someone who might leave a review for our podcast.
Okay.
After listening to that moment.
Yeah.
I just feel like Kat's always talking over Pat. She just sang a song, and then he started to sing a song, and when he started singing a song, she sang with him. I just feel like you guys need to stop talking over each other, and also your mics sound like shit. And also, the show's not as good as it used to be because you are tired sometimes now.
Yeah, and it's
two stars.
Are tired. We are tired, and that's true. And if you're hearing this and you're thinking, I need to clickety clack on my keyboard because these people seem tired, and that's not okay. Then I want to tell you, I see you, I validate you.
I want to set you free.
Tired. I am tired.
I want to set you free from that responsibility.
Yeah.
Wait, the Ashley Simpson, and we talk about her a lot. She's so good.
She's so good. She's someone who, like, would have been forgiven a million times over today, but, like, because of the exact moment she lip-synced, she will never be forgiven, and that's hard. But is she, like, I feel like every time I end up going to the mat for them, then, like, I Google them, and they're, like, the worst person ever now. So, like, if she is, like, I don't stand by. I will not die on the hill. I don't stand by anything that she says that's bad.
We're invested to an extent, our catchphrase.
You know, I made the funniest ad-lib joke at my last Dynasty show, where, do you know, well, first of all, they do that, you know the brand Liquid Death, the water cans?
I do.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, and I'm not okay with it.
To do the opposite of Vanessa Hudgens, I don't get it, I don't respect it. I think Liquid Death sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Till July is bull fucking bullshit.
Till July is fucking bullshit. People are gonna die, but
which is sad. Also, like,
I love how she says inevitable. Wait, did you watch the gay? Oh, anyways, my hilarious ad lib.
Did I watch the gay? End of sentence.
We're gonna get to the did you watch the gay, but So I was like, yeah, we're letting this company get away with it. Like, when I first saw it, I thought it'd be a flash in the pan. And now every venue I go to says it. And then someone, I was like, is anyone going into a bodega and seeing this and getting it over, like, Evian or Dasani or Poland Spring? And one girl raised her hand and said, I do. And I said, mm-hmm. Why do you do that? And she said, because it's punk. And I said, is it punk? I said, I think this is the Ashley Simpson of water. I think
that's really good.
It got such a laugh.
Oh God, it feels so good to get a laugh. God, it feels good. You know, I know it's good for the environment, but canned water really rubs me the wrong way.
I know.
Doesn't. It tastes off. It's just, whatever.
Well, it's almost like, sure, it's like a step forward for environment, but it's also like, Who's creating a non-reusable water company in 2023 with everything?
Probably Ashley Simpson. I know. Probably Google her. She's like, hey guys, check out my double, triple plastic bottles.
I'm doing water in styrofoam cups. It's amazing.
Water in non-reusable, one-use only styrofoam.
I'll always remember... there was this woman on the earlier seasons, and she was on for a while, of Shaws of Sunset on Bravo. Mm-hmm. I think her name is Asia, and she was starting a water company. But the thing about the water company was, like, they're all, like, obscenely rich, and so she had, like, had these, like, diamonds, these, like, energy crystals,
yeah,
like $1 million each, and she would drip the water through the crystals, and then she'd be like, this is, like, amazing, like, if you drink this water, like, it's going to bring you peace. And, like,
well, that's how I feel about fucking, like, alkaline water or, like, Essentia. It's like, shut the fuck up, just go open your tap.
I know.
Open your mouth and swallow.
But look at me drinking Miss Bella.
You know, I actually want to get those Miss Bellas. Kin?
This is the only one I like, because it
aren't those for nighttime? Naughty. I think you have a problem. You're drinking a can of the day.
So you need to actually hear me out, because you are revealing yourself to know almost nothing about Kin.
Hey, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that.
If you, as a listener, can believe this, Bella Hadid's actually not Venmoing us to talk about her product, but there's one nighttime one that, like, I don't necessarily always like, but this one has a little bit of caffeine in it. And
I see. And
there's one that's meant to be kind of like, kind of a comp to rosé, but, like,
I hate rosé.
If something doesn't have caffeine in it, I don't believe it's going to really change my life for the best.
Water?
No, totally. It's like the classic thing where they're like, when you want coffee, what you actually want is water.
That's not true. Well,
another thing people love, this is a stat that people love to say, and I'm going to take these people down right now. People are like, did you know when you drink coffee, it doesn't actually make you less tired? It makes you feel less tired. And I'm like,
what a stupid thing to say.
Well, I'm like, tired is famously a feeling. So to feel less tired is to be less tired. No offense. No offense to you and to your, of course, family and chosen family.
And what you need to look better. So I'm going to tell you about Under Eye Stick.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Is Kin Bella Hadid's company, or is she just the spokesperson?
No, I don't know about all that, but I know.
It's very impressive. I can't wait to be successful enough to have a drink.
I think that she would posture that it's her company, but I don't know if that's true. But I will say that it's reminding me of one of my favorite quotes from Real Housewives of Potomac last season. This at the time new wife Mia, who owns
I like that name.
She owns chiropractic
franchises. I don't like that. I don't support.
She identifies as owning several businesses, which I'm sure, which she does, but there are franchises of a much larger national chain. But okay. I actually don't know the nuts and bolts. I'm not coming for her businesses in any way. But this friend of, like, you know, because sometimes there's people who aren't actual full wives, but they're in a lot of these episodes and they go on the trips and they're kind of friend ofs.
Full wife.
But she's not a full wife.
Full wives club.
So this one friend of who I love named Escala was like beefing with Mia, and Mia said, this was Mia's clapback. She said, Escala, how many businesses do you own?
No.
Which is such a stupid like clapback. How many businesses do you Escala, how many businesses do you own? And Escala, without losing a beat, said several. And I was kind of like, I don't know if you own several businesses, Escala. You might, but she follows me on Instagram, actually, Escala. So
That's incredible.
But I love her. I love her. And whether she owns several businesses or not, I think when someone says how many businesses do you own, you have to say several, especially if you're on Housewives, especially if they're a full wife and you're a friend of.
You are not the number of businesses you own. I want everyone to look in the mirror every morning and say, hey, you are not the number of businesses you own. Last night I couldn't sleep, and I was like, and then I like patted my shoulder and I was like, it's okay, girl. It's not crazy. I was being so earnest.
Do you know what I watched last night? So good.
What?
The Shallows. With Blake Lively, starring Blake Lively, a seagull, and a shark.
I saw a great TikTok explaining like actresses who have period face and actresses who just don't, and how Blake Lively just looks like so of the now.
There was a quote that I think my ex boss Lucia told me about that was like, someone either tweeted something or something where someone was like, there's some people that just don't work in period pieces. They just have a face that knows about texting.
Yeah, exactly. Funny. Exactly. I think there was something on TikTok going around called like, and I just sound so stupid. I don't remember it. Anyways, do you think we'll ever go to the Met Gala?
I know for a fact that I won't. And I can't even express to you. I can't even express to you how at peace I am with that.
But I know that I'm going to go, and I really want you to be there.
Well, do you know what I would wear if I went? Normal clothes.
I know. You wouldn't. Not blue.
Not blue afterwards.
We learned that's a freaky, freaky Friday.
Yeah. I learned that's a huge kink. That's huge in the kink community.
I saw Jamie Lee Curtis posted like, I think she posted pictures of Lindsay Lohan's baby shower, but like she wasn't there. She was just like so happy for Lindsay.
Oh my God. I have the best story.
Is it secret?
This has to be cut out, but like, no. But show the lead in.
I would love to go to the Met Gala. I don't care. I didn't care about it this year because the theme was stupid. The theme was just like a person. But slay.
Yeah, I don't need to go to the Met Gala. I'll give my invitation to someone else if they if Anna ever thinks to include me, I'll say, Anna, thank you so much for the invitation. I think it's so wonderful that you do this big spectacle each year. I can't imagine how much work goes into it. I think that I will stay home that night. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm just feeling overwhelmed right now. And I don't feel like I'm going to be there.
You're feeling like you have a small plate.
I'm feeling like I have a small plate. I'll say, Anna, whoever was like just next on your list, who you were just about to invite, but you just didn't have the numbers, reach out to that person, see if they would like to go. And if they can't, then get back to me and maybe, I don't know, but it's probably a no, Anna, but thank you so much for thinking of me and including me. That's what I would say.
I think that's well said. I think you could definitely trim that down. It's a bit long, but otherwise I think it gets the sentiment across.
I'm not going to trim it.
Trim it. I literally was going to like say trim the fat, and people are going to be like, it's okay to be fat.
Wait, I have to... So have you seen the gay throuple video?
No, I'm scared. But I support it.
I quoted it in my story because it's so funny. But okay.
Wait, I have a new joke. I have a new joke about going down on a G.
Oh, really? Wait.
I can't wait for you to hear it. Okay.
I would have said, if you would have told me 1 year ago that I'd be going to Korea with my TikTok famous gay throuple, I would have said, Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
Or somebody else, but not me. I would have been just as confused in my comment section. Anyway, come to Creo with us and see how our relationship works. Each day starts something like this. Luckily, we had a king bed. Otherwise, we're stacking up vertical. Next up, I prepare a traditional Korean tea ceremony for a morning caffeination while Derek's out on the hunt for breakfast. Three sets of hands, you get shit done fast. After that, we get some rainbow paraphernalia to spread the gay agenda all around the country. And then off to the amusement park, where everybody was wearing these amazing little headpieces. And of course, we had to join in. If you would have told me 1 year ago.
There's two lines that are very you, that are giving Pat. I'd say not me, maybe someone else. That's very Pat.
Yeah.
The other one is these amazing little headpieces. We send that to my inbox immediately. I need my team to see that top.
Yeah,
by EOD.
Let me. I'll have to find it on. I'll text
now
you.
Now that is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
I did on my way to the picket. I did a story about our live show, and I just pocketed my phone, didn't look. When I looked at the post, I'm humiliated. I have a disease where I do typos like no one else, because I'm not really thinking what I'm doing. And it was crazy.
I saw you posted. No, because then when I went to look at it, you deleted it, I think.
I deleted it because
I saw it. And I rolled my eyes alone in my room.
I was mortified. I reposted, but didn't tag you in the new post because I wanted to be tagged. I didn't know if you'd want to be tagged twice.
Okay, guess what? I can handle it.
But I am tagged all.
Your connection to technology, it's sort of like... You know how you can't put like a hotel room key next to your phone or it'll deactivate? That's like you touching a phone. It's like
you don't even want to know what my relationship was with my room keys when I stayed in Chicago in October of 2022. It was so crazy. It all started when they gave me two room keys, which I was like, great, if I lose one, I'll have it.
If you had three hands, maybe you'd get more stuff done.
More shit done. Shit gets done faster. So then, but then when the card keys gets close to my phone on my run, so then I'm like, okay, like this doesn't work. I have to get a new one. I get a new one, but they don't take the old one. So then when I get back to my room, both of my old ones have been deactivated. So now I have one real one, two fake ones. Then I take a wrong fake one by accident. I come back, I don't have it. So then they deactivate those three. So now I have four keys and three of them don't work. And so then I just kept accumulating these keys, and every time they give me a new one, they'd all get deactivated. It was so stressful.
That is.
I hated my hotel in Chicago in October of 2022.
Which one was it? What was it called? No offense.
I actually don't remember the name of it, which I'm so glad because I won't.
What's your favorite hotel you've ever stayed in?
That's an amazing question. Probably like, I like that one we stayed in Miami, actually. It was fun.
Guess who's in Miami this very second?
Who?
My partner in love and life.
Oh, wow.
He's cheating on me. Cheating on me.
That's where you go.
But you know what's so funny? Okay, well, I don't want to... First of all, he's there because there's a Formula One race. And as you guys know, my boyfriend, my long-term boyfriend is a Formula One podcaster, which I'm really... And I'm very proud of him. So he's there for the race. Okay, so I'm laughing because... Brian wanted an aura ring for Christmas. Like one of those...
Why did he want... Is he woo woo, as they say?
No, you know, it's the kind that like tracks your steps. It's like an Apple Watch, but for your ring.
Oh, interesting.
So anyways, he wanted one of those. So I got him one. But then he was like, he started getting this thing in his head that he was like, if I'm going to wear this one ring,
I need to wear multiple rings.
Yeah, he's like, I need more rings. Like, it doesn't. And I was like, no.
It's the opposite.
I was trying to support him. And I was like, okay, whatever you want. But he was like, This is a current thing, so I don't want to shame him if he wants to wear rings. I support him and I love him. So anyway, as a sort of joke, I was at this boutique, a little boutique. I was in a boutique and I saw they had like at the counter they had like these little plastic rings for like $1. So like, I got him one and I gave it to him, and then I saw that he was wearing it, and it's just like this piece of blue plastic. But then a friend of his was like, "Oh my God, is that one of the rings that like shows you're single?" And I was like, "What?" And apparently there's this ring you can buy. It's like, instead of a dating app, wear this ring. So when you look across the bar, you can see who's single. And so Brian's been walking around with a ring that looks like this ring. That's like, I'm single, that I got him.
Idea for a product, because a ring is famously what indicates you're not single.
I know, it's a very complex story, but I guess you're supposed to wear it on your middle finger. We have to look it up.
Well, you know, there's those Irish ones like clouder rings or something where if you like, if you face the heart out, it means you're like single. And if you face the heart in, it means you're actually getting absolutely railed by the love of your life. Every night and day.
That's cool. Why is it Irish?
Because like Irish people invented it.
Cool.
So it's just Irish.
It's just Irish. What are you looking at on your phone so much? Not that I care, of course.
Is your friend texting you? No, my friend's not texting me.
Who is?
My manager texted me.
How's she doing?
She's doing well.
Anyways, that's cool. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, my friend is doing his show.
Am I still coming on June 2nd?
You're welcome to. My friend is doing John.
I'm welcome to.
Yeah.
I thought you invited me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying, am I still coming? I'm like, of course, if you come. Yeah. If you come, then you're coming. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come.
John Hill is doing his show at Green Room 42 on June 2nd in New York. If people want to come to see his show, it's very funny.
I can't wait. What's it about?
It's about, it's like stories from his life and it's like some songs and they're all really funny and all the stories are really funny.
I can't wait. I bought this overpriced Instagram sleep mask. Look at this. It's not even good.
Wow. Anyway. It looks like a Britney Spears toxic like hat from when she's
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Wait, put it on with like. The taste of your lips wait, put it on like the hat. Put it on like the hat. Yes.
Yes. Your toxic. It's like she do the thing where like you go to, like you drip down your leg like I'm slipping on.
Yeah, I
not wearing any undergarments.
Wait, it's not even a laughing matter anymore. I need to get more hamstring flexibility. It's like not something that's funny anymore. So please don't laugh.
My left hamstring is so much tighter than my right. Is that standard?
I don't know, but that's bad. You know, I went to a chiropractor yesterday.
That, you know, I can't support that. I don't support chiropractors.
I know, but I don't either, usually only because it's scary if you're the wrong one. But enough people I knew had been to this one.
I mean, want to go. I mean, obviously I want to go because I think it would feel, did it feel amazing?
Well, no, I got really angry actually because
tell me everything.
Like, well, you know, well, first of all, did I tell you that I pulled my back on Monday?
You pulled your back on
me. Oh, yeah. We did the play where Thelma came
over.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, so to deal with
Thelma, 60s, 70s, long silver hair.
Yeah. So
real ones know.
So the sequel to the play is that I went to a chiropractor to like check in, but it was kind of awkward because by Thursday, I was no longer in pain, really. And then he was like, well, do this. Does that hurt? And I was like, no. And he was like, he got to where he was like, okay, well, what motion would you do where it would hurt? And I had to be like, well, it's kind of better now. Mm. But then he had like a regular Theragun and he had a Theragun that goes, quote,
even. Oh, he used a Theragun? Okay. And he thinks he's a doctor? I'm laughing. So I'm a chiropractor. I'm a chiropractress.
And he was going up and down. It was hurting so bad. And I was like, getting really angry. And I was like, you need to stop. But it is the kind of thing where it's like, if it's hurting, you know, it's working. Cause it's like, it wouldn't hurt if I was like,
it wasn't hurt. So it was hurting good. Cause there's good.
It was hurting good. But I was like, okay, enough is enough now. Cause now.
Oh, babe, make it hurt so good.
I need a good massage soon.
I got a foot massage yesterday and it was fucking amazing.
A foot massage can't do anything for me.
You know, sometimes it hurts me, but there's something. I'm like, I love it because I can be on my phone while it's happening.
Totally.
Well, I go sit and keep the pause. If y'all are listening to this and you live in LA, which we know you do because everyone's always saying, I'm in LA, come to our show in LA. Terra Grand Ballroom, May 10th, which is in 5 days. And there's plenty of tickets left.
If you're listening to this, it will be a week ago, I think.
Oh yeah. So if you're listening to this and it will be a week ago.
Find a mad scientist to build a machine and bring you back.
This is the most Seek treatment way of promoting a show. Knowing that 2 weeks once the show is over, we'll be telling people to buy tickets.
But look at me, it is a huge venue. I did look. It's like so many seats. So it's like
No, I know. Also
a lot of tickets sold.
No, we've sold a ton of tickets. We sold Here's what I'll say. The number we've sold would have sold out venues we've done in the past.
So totally.
It's good. And also there's a way of organizing the venue with chairs. So
it's an amazing way to organize the venue where we don't feel like losers.
Anyways, back to business. I remember once like I literally did like a wrap up post of like my 2 months in the UK being best time ever. Like love my shows. Like so much fun. And someone literally comments, come to London. I'm like, you guys. I'm getting excited about my Joe's Pub shows. I think you'll be in town for some of them.
Oh, fine. I'll have to come. When are they?
All of June.
Oh, cool. Maybe
Olive. What a beautiful girl's name. Olive June.
Olive June. That sounds very much like
Olive June.
Yeah, it's a nail polish.
Oh my god, that one that used to support us financially.
I think we've done ads for them for financial gain to us and them. We've done ads for Olive June for mutual financial gain.
You know, Olive June will always have a soft spot in my heart because I would go rest in peace, RIP, my number one girl, Marla. I would go to where she was staying and I would paint her nails with Olive June.
I would do my nails with Olive June. They don't pay us anymore. I would do my nails with Olive June during like hack season. For me, it's probably hack season 2. I'm on the Zoom and I'm doing my nails while we do ideas. And then like once it dries, I would kind of wash it off because I was just like, I don't need to be political right now.
You fear the power that your painted nails hold.
Yeah. Where do you think I rank? And I have no investment in this in any way. I could be a 1, I could be a 10. How masked do you think I am from 1 to 10 compared to like our friends?
This reminds me of when I looked at Brian and I started a question by saying, I want you to know this isn't a trap, but
no, this, I really does feel this look fine crazy about in being, me? I love my feminine energy. I love when I wear a hat and go masculine with it.
I think you have a pretty masculine energy.
Really?
Except your voice.
Yeah, the telltale. My telltale
voice.
But
it's not that your voice is more is feminine. It's just it's otherworldly. Famous.
Yes,
it's
like you said that before. It's not a man's voice or a woman's voice. Yeah.
It reminds me of, I think there's like a gym in, so there's a gym somewhere, it's called like Third Space, and like their slogan's like not work, not home, Third Space. So your like, voice is the third space of gender.
What a stupid thing, because it's like, yeah, you know what else isn't work or home? Panera Bread, unless you work at Panera Bread.
Like, or if you live
a movie theater, unless you work, it's like most places aren't work or home. So it's
most places
like,
are a third place.
It's not innovative to be like, oh my god, like a place that isn't work or home.
It might
like,
not be innovative, but it definitely got me thinking, and it stuck with me.
The person who invented Third Space, I know exactly what they're like.
Do they drink butter in their coffee?
They did for like 2 days and then
yeah, in 2016.
They might have an Oura Ring. No offense to your partner.
He doesn't even like it, but he feels bad because he asked me to buy it for him and it was like $400.
As a gift.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where do I rank on masculine, feminine? Because sometimes I feel like I have some pretty masculine vibes. Even though I have juicy couture sponsored tits.
I think you, with other cis women, I think you're probably right around a 5, but like sometimes can be 1, sometimes can be 8.
I love that.
Yeah.
I contain Maltese.
I contain
a Maltipoo inside of me. I'm giving birth to a Maltipoo.
Ew.
I need a dog. It would solve my problems.
I have been liking being near a dog. I don't, but it's like.
It is a lot. It's so much work.
I could never wake up and be like, okay, before I start my day, I'm going to be walking this dog. Like,
I feel like you totally could, though. That's like, that's very Pat Regan.
Well, that would come at the expense of running. That would come at the expense of journaling. That would come at the expense of all things I would rather do than walk a dog. And I have changed my tune about dogs and I now like dogs. But I don't think, I'd say somewhere with kids, I really enjoy kind of hearing kids talk and like they make me laugh and it's really funny how they are. But I do like to do my own little things. And when something else needs me to do their things, I'm like, well, what about my things? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like whenever I'm in New York, I'm literally just doing whatever I can to crawl back into bed. And then I go to an activity and then I'm immediately back in bed. I try to do my thing. Is that just lifestyle?
Well, there's just so much limited time on this earth that
I know.
You have to really think about how you spend it.
I had a really nourishing meal last night with some amazing women I work with. And they just reminded me that like, I think this is true for us, and it's true for all our listeners. Like, the little microcosm you're a part of on your Instagram is 0.00001% of like reality, or even of the entertainment business. Like, I feel like I get so caught up comparing myself to people we know and whatever, but like, the majority of people don't even know who any of us are or care for a single second. It's like, yeah. Why do I care so much?
Yeah. It's interesting on the picket line. That's like everyone you've ever met who like is in LA who writes. It's so cool. It is cool. But yeah, so many people are like, oh yeah, you're here too. We haven't spoken in like 7 years or whatever.
I know, it sounds fun. Do you like march somewhere, or do you just stand outside the buildings?
You just keep walking around in like a loop, kind of.
It's so embarrassing to not give you what you want.
I know. Well,
it's so embarrassing to be on the wrong side of history.
I know.
Do you have any like close friends who are executives who are like, sorry that we're awful, Ina?
No, I mean, definitely not at like networks. I feel like production companies are different. Like, those execs are like a little different.
This pillow looks so ugly. Is that okay? Here's what I want to say about something. I want this brand to connect with me, because I purchased some linen sheets from a brand called Parachute, and I loved them. They're gorgeous. But now, twice now, what am I trying to say? I had the sheets for barely any time at all, and they ripped. There's a huge hole in them. So I emailed the brand, and they sent me a new one very nicely. And then it happened again. I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I'll just buy a new pair. They ripped again. And so if you work at the brand Parachute, A, send me some stuff. B, make your linen sheets unrip. And C, I will be dead one day, and this is what I'm choosing to talk about. But
maybe they're inspiring you to learn a new skill of sewing.
Can I actually tell you, I have a few, I really, really, really want to learn how to sew.
Yeah.
I think I want to make my own clothes.
Really?
Because, you know, I am the Goldilocks of girl, because I'm often too big for regular, but often too small for plus. So I'm the I'm Goldilocks girl. And I want to sew my own clothes. And if I have when I have my label, it'll be called Goldilocks Girl.
And I'm kind of just not the shape of a traditional humanoid.
That's so not true.
The pants created for humanoids don't always line up with.
No, I actually think the pants aren't created for the normal human shape.
You know, it's like, you know how they say octopus has like DNA in it that's like not of this world?
I didn't, but it's giving third space. It's third space coded.
Octopi are famously like probably aliens. Like, they have
that's awesome.
DNA that's like not.
What is that? Do you care about that? I think that's awesome.
I don't care about octopuses at all. Like, okay. Octopi. I don't care about octopi at all. And I say this as someone who watched The Shallows last night and is deeply, deeply entrenched in the aquatic community. But mm-hmm. I guess it's interesting that they're. Did you know that my friend told me this? Crows are the only animal that understand the concept of zero.
Shut the fuck up and log out of the Zoom. That is not something that anyone could know. That's not something anyone could know.
They've done some kind of test where they know for a fact that crows can understand when there's nothing left of something, whereas other animals can't get it. They are like,
no, I think it's cool that someone has been spending time on that instead of curing cancer.
Well, maybe these crows should be curing cancer. They seem to know what's going on.
Yeah, they'll know when there's none left. Am I right, ladies?
Crows will be the people who are like, hey, there's no one with cancer anymore, by the way.
Those crows ate no crumbs.
Also, I have an update about the Jared Goldstein situation in the bathroom of the Grove Movie Theater being told.
Oh, tell all. Do tell all. Do you want to save it for when you pen your memoir?
No, I won't. You know, this will be a little teaser of my memoir, but apparently it happened just outside the bathroom. So I've been meaning to check in with Jared and say, did anyone say got you to just outside the bathroom?
That's so funny, because I was so picturing it in the bathroom mirror where you do that thing that defies time and space and you can see someone.
Yeah.
Why does seeing someone mean they can see you?
I know. I did a science project on that once.
Oh, I did one on which eye makeup remover works the best.
One time I did a science project. It was so good, where it was like the year Titanic came out. It was 99 and I was in fourth grade.
And I famously finally was able to see Titanic in theaters, even though you see a boob in it, because my mom had just had another baby and she was too tired to say no. And it was about density, my science project. And I famously printed out random pictures of Titanic. And I was like, and so judging my density of water versus say orange juice, had the Titanic sunk in orange juice rather than water, it would have taken 3 extra hours for it to sink, and maybe more lives could have been saved, and Jack and Rose maybe perhaps could have lived.
That's incredible. You know, speaking of the Titanic, you see this necklace? I'm wearing this beautiful heart necklace.
Throw it in the ocean.
Our friend Seamus that I had breakfast with this morning, he was like, I love that necklace. It looks like something that would be in a movie. And I said, thank you.
Titanic is the movie he's thinking of.
Probably. Well, no, because it's red.
Yeah, and that would never be in Titanic.
Oh, you know, I'm excited to have a show tonight. It feels so vintage. I haven't done a lineup show in about 45 years.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm alone all the time.
I had to. Oh, so listeners will realize, speaking of shows, that there was no grid post. There was no Willahoo. And I want to comment. I want to thank everyone who's been commenting on my other post saying came here to look for Willahoo.
Oh, right. And, I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Alan was so nice and kind and sweet and generous with his time and attention, but it just didn't seem like the vibe to be like, can I get a grid post? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it wasn't that he said no, it was that you weren't in the vibe to ask.
I didn't ask. Yeah, I just was like, let's just be people together today.
Yeah, tonight. We're colleagues.
There is magic in this Dynasty typewriter tonight, and I just
I love Dynasty. Wait, what was I going to tell you? I don't remember. I bet it was good. Huh? If anyone who listens to the podcast knows how to stop comparing yourself to others and just finally be happy, please DM me. Thank you.
You know, I talked to someone today who's moving to Kansas City from Los Angeles, and she's just going to come back to LA when she has to work. And she said that it will be helpful to not compare.
I think that sounds very true. Can because you tell me
that it is in LA, the name? I think that in LA and New York, it's you compare. I think in those two spaces you compare, and I guess the hope is that in Kansas City you don't.
I think it's more on my phone. Oh yeah,
maybe throw
it in the ocean. I think it's more in LA, because when I've been in LA, I do find that even my most reasonable friends will be talking about a script they wrote, and I'm like, I can't stress enough.
Yeah.
How little I'd like to hear about your script.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I said, put down your script and show me your heart.
Yeah, pencils down.
Pencils down.
One thing that's a little embarrassing about the picket is you get these signs, but you don't write your own sign. There's people giving you the signs and they're pre-written.
That's so really good for me as a social media viewer to know.
Totally, because sometimes it doesn't feel like the sign you're doing is necessarily the sign you would have written. So you kind of get in your head about it. And I was walking with this one girl and she was like, look at my sign. And her sign just said in all caps, union. And I was like, that's so sad.
What'd
you
say?
They're all these clever quips or whatever. And right. So for it just to be the word union is kind of funny. But mine today said, I forget. I remember I was kind of holding it backwards because I wasn't connecting with the text, but it was something it was the third one. I'd been like, oh, that's not me. It doesn't match. And I was like, whatever this one is, I just have to take it. And I just took it. It wasn't particularly funny, but hey, I'm welcome to order a sign on Amazon and write my own. It's a generous service provided that they do have those signs prepared for people to have.
People like you.
People like you and me.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a crush of the week?
Yeah, my crush of the week will be Neha, I believe her name is. She was the young Australian woman who I talked to on the picket line, who just had amazing energy. And there's actually been another crush of the week that I've been thinking about. I keep forgetting to make that the crush of the week. And now I can't remember what it was. So that's on me for sure. Who's your crush of the week?
My crush of the week is the famous book, The Goldfinch, that I'm finally reading.
Oh, wait, I literally might read that famous book at some point soon.
It's so good. I mean, you always feel stupid when a book's extremely popular and wins awards, and then 20 years later you read it, but then you're this is good, and I'm so happy I'm reading it.
I've never read a book that won the Pulitzer that year and been like, oh yeah, this was a stupid read. So it's whenever I'm in the store and I'm choosing books to buy,
if I see one that won a Pulitzer in like 2012, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna buy it, and I bet it's gonna be fucking incredible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't think that is true for like Oscar winning movies.
No, it's not. That's what the Oscars won't
but
tell
it
you.
Is that it is true for Pulitzer Prize winning novels?
Yeah. I read The Hours in like 2021. It was so good.
It's definitely on my list. I'm like, oh, I need to go back and read not the classics because those are boring, but yeah,
the Pulitzer from like the aughts. That's where you need to go back to.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, oh, it's so refreshing.
I still have to read Candy House, speaking of 2010 Pulitzers. Do you ever read Goon Squad? Welcome to the Goon Squad.
I did. I loved it.
Yeah. You know, there's that sequel, Candy House.
I never read that.
I haven't either. It came out like this year or like maybe just over.
What's her name again? The author?
Jennifer Egan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember anything from the Goon Squad. That's the only
You know, I loved Welcome to the Goon Squad, but not as much as I thought I would, if I'm being honest.
Oh, I loved it more than I thought I would, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess the Pulitzer of the last like 6 or 7 years that I was like, it was wonderful. Whoever wrote it is brilliant, but I thought Less wasn't like on the same level as most other Pulitzer winners. Did you ever read that one?
Oh, it won that one a Pulitzer?
I'm 99% sure. Let me like make sure that's true.
Well, you know, I have a really intense connection with the book Less because I started reading it on a plane and I immediately got a migraine, so I never picked it up again.
It was like a quick and easy and fun.
I didn't like the cartoon. I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, but I didn't like the cartoon cover. I didn't find it compelling.
Yeah. It was like really relatable because it was about feeling like it won in 2018. Okay. But it was about feeling not accomplished enough, which I think we all always
I know. I really like,
comparing
go ahead.
Comparing yourself. It was about comparing yourself with people. And like,
oh, I should read it then. Because I've been feeling lately, I'm just like, it's not even that I want things. I just want to stop wanting what other people have because it's like, I know it's fruitless and it's driving me insane. And I have the most amazing life. I'm like, I'm so happy. I walk around beaming with gratitude. And then yet I get these pangs of feeling just completely inadequate. Is that just HC, human condouche?
I think so. I think I've been in I have had certainly spells where I felt that way lately. I've been fine with what I have. I think because I felt so overwhelmed with what I've had that like I'm like, I don't want anything else. Like I don't want anything more. And I just made like a decision that I was like proud of because I like had this like I was gonna do this social media digital shoot, whatever. And I was like, it was the day that this writing class could start that I always really like.
Oh, right.
Like,
can you send me that information?
Yeah, it starts on Med.
We'll just send it and we'll see what we can do.
The day of our show. Yeah. I think we'll have to if you do it, we'll have
to. Are you gonna take the class while I handle the show?
Yeah, while you handle the show, I'll be kind of like reading my prose. I you're doing the show, I'm reading into a Zoom room. It was my Jesus year and I was unhappy. It was my Jesus year and yet it was my Jesus year. I had everything I'd ever wanted, and yet I stood there miserable, lipstick smeared on my face, looking at the mirror and hating myself. I walked out to the party and cheered my best friend ever, hating her guts. It was my Jesus year.
I thought you were saying my best friend Jesus Aver. Year. I thought you said my best friend ever, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh my God.
It was my Jesus year. I woke up, left the fridge open last night. There go the groceries. It was my Jesus year. I grabbed my fucking dildo. It's dirty. I don't care. Shove it in my cunt. It was my Jesus year.
I looked at my phone, 12 missed calls from the people I hate the most. It was my Jesus year. It was my Jesus year. I put pen to paper and nothing came out. I stumbled out the door realizing I should be grateful for the sunshine, but all I felt was angry. It was my Jesus year and I couldn't stand to be alive.
It was my Jesus year. I got in the bathtub.
Yeah, oh, bathtub.
I looked up at the ceiling and I thought, I am, I am, I am.
I walked out of the interview knowing I'd just gotten the best job of my life. I called my mother and she told me I don't have one.
Oh, wait, no, I thought that'd be good. Like, you got the best job of your life. I told my mother and she didn't pick up. It was my Jesus year.
It was my Jesus year.
She didn't pick up because she was dead.
It was my Jesus year, and I realized my mom had been gone for 12 years.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're all going to die. It's so iconic.
It was my Jesus year, and all I wanted was my mother to be back alive. It was my Jesus year, and I booked a flight to Paris.
It was my Jesus year. I hadn't shaved my legs in 3 days. Matt didn't like when I skipped leg day. It was my Jesus year.
The takeout guy gave me the dirtiest look for the second time, the third day in a row. It was my Jesus year, and I couldn't bear to cook.
It was my Jesus year. I let the takeout guy give me oral cunnilingus. I laid on the couch, and when I heard the ta-dum of the Netflix play, he knelt down and started licking my pussy on ta.
As the man I hated most plowed into me, I thought to myself, this can't be it, because it is my Jesus year, and there needs to be
the man I hated most plowed into me. That's a good finale for now. Anyways, do you feel hot to D?
Yeah, I guess I do. I did shoulders today. I think I might do my long run. I picketed. And I guess what's left to be seen is how this next thing I have goes, which I'm feeling like low level anxiety about, but it'll be over half an hour no matter what.
It's such a classic thing to dread, but it'll be fine.
Yeah. Do you feel hot today?
I felt kind of hot this morning because I wore a really cute outfit that like an older woman would wear. I got this big silk blouse from Uniqlo, and then I put it under a big cashmere sweater from Theory, and I felt like a mom. I felt like a sexy mom, and I wore like these high like leather boots, and I met a friend for breakfast.
Yeah, that is hot.
Now I feel it's kind of disgusting. I've been eating really outrageously, which isn't good or bad, although it makes me feel physically bad.
Yeah.
I'm excited for my show tonight. I'm sad that Brian's out of town. I feel like I'd never see my beloved.
Yeah.
Like I never see him. It's crazy.
Totally.
But this is what I wanted. It was my Jesus year. I never see my beloved. This is what I wanted. My boyfriend's in Miami. I'm going to LA.
It was my Jesus year, and I hated what I'd always wanted. It was my Jesus year, and I hated having what I'd always wanted. That's something.
Yeah.
Okay. So
okay.
What's next? Should we do crush of the week? Oh, wait. I remembered the person I've been meaning to give a crush of the week to is this woman who I see every single day running around the Silver Lake Reservoir. She runs every single day, and she must run. She must be locking. She seems to be she might be a mother. I don't know. But like I can go at 7 a.m. I can go at 4 p.m. I can get there at 12 and be running until 2. She's there when I get there. She's there when I leave.
That's wild.
This woman must be running 100 mile weeks. It's crazy.
I could fall
into the sky. So anyways, she's my other crush of the week besides my other crush of the week.
Oh, I wonder one day if you're going to like meet cute, bump into her and be like, hey, I see you around. Hey. I'm Patrick. Just say, hey,
I'm
Katrina.
I, of course, draw strength from her where I'm like, I'm so tired, but I'm like, well, if she can keep going, I can. And I would hope to think that on some level she can draw strength from me too.
Because I want to draw strength.
We run in opposite directions from the reservoir. So we see each other like twice a loop.
Wow, that's just, yeah. The reservoir, yeah. I wish it was longer.
Yeah, and I wish I didn't have that one annoying. I run the direction. You have to choose if you want to be annoyed running up the hill or annoyed running down the hill. And because like one of the sides of the hill is so steep that it's really annoying to run up, but it's also not fun to run down. So I end up running up the hill the annoying way, which is hell for exactly 1 minute. And then it's a nice casual downhill if that goes for long, or as it could be a long gradual uphill into this like ridiculous steep. But I'm like, the uphill is going to be annoying no matter what. At least if I do it this way, I'll have like, I don't want to dread the uphill and the downhill. That sounds crazy.
I also feel like running. I hate running downhill in any way, shape, or form. It's so bad. It hurts my knees so much.
Yeah, there's something going on with my knees in Denmark.
And that's a wrap. Are you mad at me?
No, you're mad at me?
No. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I'll see you.
See you on Monday.
You should come to my hotel because it's going to be cozy, cute. Come to my hotel with you and app.
Yeah.
Right, I don't remember what it's called, but it looks nice.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Borch.
Bye. If you're boring, it's fun. See,